A man convicted of trapping and torturing an indigenous man in a Richmond condo in 2020 apologized to the court and his family, but not his victim, during a sentencing hearing on Friday in BC Supreme Court. Associate Chief Justice Heather Holmes found Timur Agtay guilty on January 27 of sexual assault with a weapon, extortion, unlawful confinement and use of an imitation firearm in relation to the unlawful confinement. On February 21, Agtay pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice. "I haven't done a lot of good in my life," Agtay admitted. "Going forward, no matter how long I get, not matter what happens, I will put a lot more thought into the decisions I make, people I associate with, things I do, jobs I have." Agtay and his co-accused held a man against his will for 30 hours beginning September 4, 2020. Agtay bound and zip-tied his victim, a vulnerable indigenous man who resides on the downtown east side in a single-room occupancy hotel. Crown Prosecutor Patrick Fullerton said Agtay was not just an active participant, but the planning mind. "He was the reason that the victim was bound and stripped of clothing," Fullerton told the court. "He was the reason or part of the reasons that the victim was made to attempt to have sexual contact with a dog. He was the person who video recorded the sexual assault with a weapon and the underlying conduct that was to be for the extortion." Fullerton asked Holmes to sentence Agtay to 11 to 13 and a half years in jail. Kevin Westell, the 28-year-old's defense lawyer, asked for a sentence of 6 to 8 years. Fullerton said that Agtay had exhausted all his pre-sentence credit for time served. While Westell agreed his client's crimes were serious and requiring denunciation and deterrence, he said the case law does not support the Crown proposed sentence. Additionally, Westell said Agtay's 33 months in custody, a period of unbroken incarceration, he called it, should be taken into account by the judge. "For a 28-year-old, I would suggest an 11 or a 13-year sentence as a crushing sentence, which will deprive the offender at that age of a great deal of the younger years of their life," Westell said. "Even a 6-year sentence would significant federal time, longer than Agtay has served previously," he said. "Whether it may be crushing to add a lengthy sentence on top of that, quite frankly, is not an appropriate reason to opt for a lower range on the jail sentence," Fullerton countered. "To put it colloquially, Mr. Agtay's made his bed, he has to sleep in it. He made a strategic decision to use dead time or pre-sentence custody on these other files." Last September, Agtay used credit for time served when sentenced in Richmond Provincial Court to 9 months for using a needle to threaten corrections officers when he fled custody in Richmond Hospital. In February, a North Vancouver Provincial Court judge sentenced him to 2 years' time served for the March 2020 spree of 63 prank calls to 4 managers, 6 nurses and 2 administrators at the Lynn Valley Care Center. The incident caused chaos during the COVID-19 outbreak at the North Vancouver Seniors Care Home, just before one of the elderly residents became the first known COVID-19 victim in Canada. Fullerton said that between January 19, 2021 and April 13, 2021, police intercepted 160 phone calls between the in-custody Agtay and another co-accused. They were conspiring to dissuade the victim from the downtown east side to change his story or not testify at all. They even discussed bribing him with $200 and a phone. Fullerton cited a call on January 23, 2021 when Agtay told his co-conspirator that if he gets convicted of the broomstick thing, in other words, the sexual assault, he will get a 20-year sentence and be considered a sex offender. He states that the victim needs to do the right thing and go to the Crown, as going to the police doesn't really work, Fullerton said. The best thing, Agtay suggested at the time, would have been for the victim to not show up at the trial. Fullerton told the court that Agtay has 19 convictions as an adult, 5 for property offenses, 4 for crimes of dishonesty, 4 for crimes of violence, 2 for firearms offenses and 4 breaches of court orders, including being unlawfully at large. A 2023 psychiatric assessment submitted to the court said Agtay blamed his recent crimes on too much spare time during the pandemic, which Fullerton called a far-reaching effort to deflect blame. The vast, vast majority of Canadians and people across the world have weathered the pandemic without turning to criminality, and such violent criminality as Mr. Agtai did, he said. The report concluded there is little to no real prospect of rehabilitative success for Agtai. He grew up in Richmond, North Vancouver and Surrey and enjoys a close relationship with his father who indulged him over the years, but has no legitimate work history outside of jobs for his father. Without the support, financial support of family, Mr. Agtai cannot stand on his own 2 feet, Fullerton said. Agtai does not have a major mental illness or any symptoms, such as hallucinations or delusions. But he downplays his criminal and antisocial behavior, the report said. He refers to criminal prank calls, where people's lives were very much thrown into chaos because of his conduct, as very funny at the time, and purely for fun, Fullerton said. The beginning of the sentencing hearing was delayed for an oral submission by a lawyer on behalf of Agtai's co-accused in the obstruction of justice case. Holmes agreed to an interim order banning publication of the person's name, over the lawyer's concern that it would harm the person's right to a fair trial. The sentencing hearing will continue May 16. Twitter.com/BobMackin